Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Maple Gold Mines. Maple Gold is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Matthew Horner. Matthew, what I wanted to follow up on some news. It was released in the middle of last week, November 14th. And actually ties into some other news that came out in about the middle of October. The news release was titled Maple Gold Completes 2018 Mapping and Sampling Program and Identifies New Target Areas. One thing that really stood out to me with this news release is the company and your team almost taking a step back, looking at this project in a broad sense outside of the known resource, and showing a little bit of interest, or at least some more interest, in developing some greenfield target for future exploration. Can you take us through this overall strategy, please?
Yeah, and I'd like to point out at the outset that obviously we're not leaving behind the very large resource that we have already established at Douay, the 3.2 million ounces in inferred and M&I category resource. So this is work that we've alerted the market earlier on when we took over the reins of this company that we'd be doing. We're following up on that work, and this just shows the results from some of that summer work that we've had actually completed. So we kind of had to get this out of the market to show that we've done this. Builds on the top of Bedrock Greenfields work that was completed already. It's a 75-25 approach, meaning 75% of the drilling work and exploration work is in and around the known resource area, and 25% is outside, following kind of a discovery model, if you will.
So one thing that I find unique about this project is, yes, already over a 3 million ounce resource and a lot of drill holes in that resource, but there's been a number of teams that have already worked on this project, and now with your team in here, you're, as I said, taking a step back and looking at some other areas that for some reason might have been ignored by some of the previous management team. Sometimes that happens with these groups that have been on a project for a long period of time. They get so focused and almost have some blinders on that they lose sight of what else is available. How are you able right now to take a step back and look outside of what some of these other groups were almost 100% focused on?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've been, our team collectively has been associated with large discoveries around the planet. And Dave Broughton and Fred Spiedel, who are lead technical team and exploration team, have many large finds to their names. And I think part of, or one of the main reasons why they have been successful, and Dave Broughton, with whom I've worked in the past that I know was successful, is that he took existing exploration approaches and turned them upside down and spun them around and said, is this really the right way of looking at this plan, this approach? And can we do it differently? Are we missing something that others might have not been looking for or missed? And so we're really taking that approach, ripping the top off and saying, what is here that people have just assumed may be the case, but we should be focusing it on. So I think in the past, a lot of the previous teams, understandably, I would say, not to judge their approaches being incorrect, but went after in around the Douay West portion and drilled it significantly. Then they started to step out from there to show that gold continued, the discovery of the resource continued in a logical format. We're looking at other areas of the known resource zone, and this year's drilling has shown in certain areas we've hit much, much higher grade than was originally known to occur on the project area, which we're encouraged by. So I think it's a combination of things. I mean, other teams have looked at things and they fall through in them. We have the luxury of saying, okay, we're not bound to any one approach. We just want to be creative and add value to this project and actually expand it in such a way that it causes some of the bigger shops out there to take a look at us and look, see the upside, the real upside potential.
So there's one trend that I've also noticed within the resource sector right now of companies that have been getting a little bit more attention from investors, and that is when these companies are able to bring in a strategic investor, whether that's a big mining company or a big investment group that is looking to add some ounces to their book and also some exploration potential. This seems to be the strategy, at least to me, that you guys are undertaking here with the resource in your back pocket and continuing to advance that, now doing this cheap exploration work to further define hopefully a number of attractive targets for maybe the bigger mining company to say, you know what, maybe we will give you a little bit of money and let you go about exploring some of these targets. How much is this trend in the market that we have been seeing over the last about year or two playing into this, again, step that you guys are taking and looking at the broad project?
I think it's playing into it a great deal. I mean, we're cognizant of capital markets realities. We are dedicated to adding value for our shareholders, to the company itself. We have to look at what's possible in this context. And the one obvious path forward, and something that we've followed, and I've followed in my life, in my career, is bringing lining up strategic investors for projects around the planet. Normally, it's in other harder to get to jurisdictions than Dewey. So in this case, our task is relatively much easier. If you are a strategic style gold company that is looking for a foothold into a strong project with great potential in a really easy to understand and predictable jurisdiction, we represent and we tick all those boxes. So we're doing, as you said, the inexpensive work right now. We have the 3D model and other resource estimate information coming up in the near term. And all of this, in addition to driving value for our company, is towards getting the attention of the strategics and other groups out there. As we've alluded to in the past, many of these conversations have been ongoing for quite some time. And we remain highly confident of a successful conclusion to these conversations. So we are driving forward along those lines continuously, and it's, you know, you have to be the most attractive dance partner at the dance, and everything we're doing now is along those lines to get the attention of one of the larger groups that will help us drive this project forward.
All right, let's wrap it up with the final comment here, something that you have alluded to is the future news flow, and also something that ties into this recent news release is very general in nature. You had to get this out to tell everybody the strategy that you are undertaking at these new target areas. What type of news will we be expecting, as I am a shareholder, so what type of news should I even be expecting coming out of the company in the next few months?
Well, the next few months, we'll start off with the 3D model that, shockingly, it had never been done on this project that we could find. So there'll be a very easy to understand 3D model that shows you exactly where the ounces lie in our resource area and without. That will be part of a thesis that explains exactly why we're so excited about this project and why we think the potential is massive. So that's going to be next, followed by the updated resource estimate that shows the number of ounces that were drilled off this year outside the wireframe of the Micon resource estimate that was put out earlier this year in January. And then hopefully following that, you'll find some information about some other alignments with other interested parties following that resource estimate. So that's probably as much as I can say today.
All right. So much news to keep an eye out for. But in the meantime, I'm very interested to see kind of how this develops. And I do like the strategy of taking a broader look at this resource, keeping that overall resource in your back pocket, still working on it, but now doing some of this cheap work to further define some exploration targets that hopefully in next year or later next year, you might be able to get on site and drill some of these targets. But in the meantime, keep on developing these targets and we will keep on following along. Matthew, thanks again for your time and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Bye.